Model Test 1. Part 1. Dictation. Listen to the following passage. Altogether, the passage will be read to you 4 times. During the first reading, which will be read at normal speed, listen and try to understand the meaning. For the second and third readings, the passage will be read sentence by sentence or phrase by phrase, with intervals of 15 seconds. The last reading will be read at normal speed again, and during this time you should check your work. You will then be given 2 minutes to check through your work once more.
A new device to prevent drunk driving. When a sleepy driver has trouble in keeping his eyes on the road and gets too close to another car, an alarm sound will warn the driver. If nothing is done, the car will automatically come to a stop and in this way prevent an accident. This is a new device to be tested in an experimental car in Japan. The computer warning system keeps track of a driver's condition by monitoring his heartbeat with signals transmitted from a band round his wrist. The wristband records the driver's pulse, which measures the heartbeat. Each pulse in the wrist sends a signal to the computer. By analyzing the pulse rate, the computer can determine whether a driver is drunk, sleeping, or ill. Devices in other parts of the car can also tell the computer if the car is too close to another vehicle or is moving dangerously. The computer will sound the alarm when a problem arises and will automatically stop the car if the driver ignores the warning. When a sleepy driver has trouble in keeping his eyes on the road and gets too close to another car, an alarm sound will warn the driver. If nothing is done, the car will automatically come to a stop. And in this way, prevent an accident. This is a new device to be tested in an experimental car in Japan. The computer warning system keeps track of a driver's condition. By monitoring his heartbeat with signals transmitted from a band round his wrist. The wristband records the driver's pulse. Which measures the heartbeat. Each pulse in the wrist sends a signal to the computer. By analyzing the pulse rate, the computer can determine whether a driver is drunk, sleeping, or ill. Devices in other parts of the car can also tell the computer if the car is too close to another vehicle or is moving dangerously. The computer will sound the alarm when a problem arises. And will automatically stop the car if the driver ignores the warning. When a sleepy driver has trouble in keeping his eyes on the road and gets too close to another car, an alarm sound will warn the driver. If nothing is done, the car will automatically come to a stop. And in this way, prevent an accident. This is a new device to be tested in an experimental car in Japan. The computer warning system keeps track of a driver's condition. By monitoring his heartbeat with signals transmitted from a band round his wrist. The wristband records the driver's pulse. Which measures the heartbeat. Each pulse in the wrist sends a signal to the computer. By analyzing the pulse rate, the computer can determine whether a driver is drunk, sleeping, or ill. Devices in other parts of the car can also tell the computer if the car is too close to another vehicle or is moving dangerously. The computer will sound the alarm when a problem arises. And will automatically stop the car if the driver ignores the warning. When a sleepy driver has trouble in keeping his eyes on the road and gets too close to another car, an alarm sound will warn the driver. If nothing is done, the car will automatically come to a stop and in this way prevent an accident. This is a new device to be tested in an experimental car in Japan. The computer warning system keeps track of a driver's condition by monitoring his heartbeat with signals transmitted from a band round his wrist. The wristband records the driver's pulse, which measures the heartbeat. Each pulse in the wrist sends a signal to the computer. By analyzing the pulse rate, the computer can determine whether a driver is drunk, sleeping, or ill. Devices in other parts of the car can also tell the computer if the car is too close to another vehicle or is moving dangerously. The computer will sound the alarm when a problem arises and will automatically stop the car if the driver ignores the warning.
Now you have 2 minutes to check your work. Part 2. Listening Comprehension. In sections A, B, and C, you will hear everything once only. Listen carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Mark the correct answer to each question on your answer sheet. Section A, Conversations. In this section, you will hear several conversations. Listen to the conversations carefully and then answer the questions that follow. Questions 1 to 3 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 1. I'm sorry, but you are on the library checklist.
What does that mean?
It means you owe money or something to the library, and you won't be permitted to register for classes until the problem is taken care of.
You're kidding. This is the last day of registration. How am I supposed to take care of it and get back in time to finish registering?
Well, you still have the rest of the afternoon. I suggest you go over to the library right away.
Can't I just go through registration now and take care of the problem at the library later?
No, I'm afraid I'll have to have a checklist release card from the library before I can let you proceed any further with registration.
Isn't there anyone I can talk to about going through registration without the release card?
There's a representative of the admissions office at that table over there. You might try speaking to him, but I don't think it will do any good.
I'll try anything to get out of walking all the way over to the library.
I really think you should go to the library first. They are the only ones that can help you. I'm sure it's not anything that can't be taken care of in just a few minutes. This happens all the time.
Maybe you are right. Questions 4 to 7 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 2. Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I'd like to have these rolls of film developed. Say, are you going out of business or something?
Heavens, no. We're just moving to a new location. This is the last day we'll be in business at this store. We'll be opening our new store over on Main Street a week from tomorrow.
I see. Is the new location larger?
Yes, a lot larger. And we'll be expanding. Not only will we be doing film processing, but we'll also be selling cameras and photographic equipment. We'll also have a video rental shop.
Great. Any special discounts for your old customers?
Well, you'd have to see the boss about that. But we will be having a sale to celebrate the opening of our new store. If you are at all interested in buying a new camera, you should come over next week. There are going to be some great buys.
Actually, I've been considering buying a videotape recorder. Are you going to have any of those on sale?
We sure are. In fact, I know of a new Sony model that we're going to sell at 30% off.
Really? I'd be interested in that. I'll definitely stop by. I'll have to come by to pick up my film anyway.
Okay, then I'll see you again next week.
Questions 8 to 10 are based on the following conversation. At the end of the conversation, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the conversation. Conversation 3. Hello.
Hi, Mary. This is Bill Johns.
Oh, hi, Bill. You weren't in engineering class today, were you?
I have the flu. I was wondering if you could tell me what went on.
Actually, we had an interesting class. Dr. Colin talked about a new type of fuel.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. It's called dimethyl ether, or DME.
Oh, I remember reading something about DME. It's mostly used in spray cans, right?
Right. DME doesn't destroy the ozone, so it's been environmentally friendly.
But doesn't DME pollute the air if it's burned in an engine?
Dr. Collins says something about its exhausts being clear, that it doesn't release as much pollutants as diesel fuel. And he mentioned something about DME being more efficient than other alternative fuels.
When will it replace diesel fuel?
Not for a while. It's not economical to mass produce.
Well, thanks for the information. I guess I won't need to borrow your notes.
Well, maybe you should look at them. We are having a test next week.
Okay. Could you give them to Mike Andrews? I think he is in your psychology class. He is my roommate.
Sure. I hope you're feeling better soon.
Thanks, me too. Bye.
Bye. Section B. Passages. In this section, you will hear several passages. Listen to the passages carefully and then answer the questions that follow.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 1. A lot of people don't like to give waiters extra money, a tip. But maybe those people don't understand about waitresses and waiters. You see, we get very low wages, most of the time less than the minimum wage. We count on the tips as part of income for those that wouldn't get enough money to live. People ask me, "What's a good tip?" I like to get 15% of the bill. So if a customer has to pay $20 for her dinner, I like to get about $3 for a tip. Sometimes I expect 20% if I did a lot of work for the customer. For example, if I got her a special kind of food or recipe from the chef. But do you know something? Very often, it's the person you work the most for who gives you the smallest tips. But to tell the truth, I do pretty well with tips. I'm a friendly person, so people like me. They talk to me during their meal and leave me a good tip. Of course, some people prefer a quiet waitress, and every once in a while, I get some pretty small tips, or no tip at all. Once I looked up tipping in a dictionary. It said that the letters in the word tip stand for to ensure promptness. In other words, to make sure that we do things right away. The dictionary said that no one knows if one knows if that is the real meaning of tip, but it makes sense to me. If we know a regular customer is a good tipper, then we make sure he gets good service. But if someone gives small tips, we aren't in a hurry to bring him food or get his drinks. So remember, be nice to your waitress, and she'll be nice to you. Questions 14 to 16 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 2. Nowadays, more and more foreign enterprises and companies are no longer relying on interviews for recruitment. Years of studying interviewing has made clear that it is not a very objective process. Personnel officers often hire the person they like best, or even the one they think most physically attractive. Looking good is no guarantee of doing the job well. However, uglies, or those who are aesthetically challenged, take heart. To get a more objective view, many companies are also using psychological tests to hire both for relatively routine jobs and for positions at senior levels of management. It is impossible to say how many employers use tests, but estimates for test sales in the UK for 1993 were over 1 million. The basic reason employers use tests is clear. Tests claim to be scientific and objective. A large body of research has shown that interviews by themselves are not very reliable as a method of selection. People's judgment is often very subjective. Whether they like the look of someone counts for more than almost anything else. But reliable and valid tests can offer rapid and more objective information about would-be employees. If a candidate talks well in an interview, but his test results suggest that he is a careless person who cannot concentrate, an employer is likely to think twice about hiring him. Taking a serious test for a job is rather different from taking a game-like test. You can spend just a little time in answering questions of that kind of test, and you deny the answers and say they are not accurate. But you cannot go to a serious test without enough preparation, since you cannot afford to be denied and eliminated again and again. Questions 17 to 20 are based on the following passage. At the end of the passage, you will be given 20 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the passage.
Passage 3. According to the results of a survey conducted in 1978 for the British government, nearly half of the factories in Britain had experienced some form of industrial conflict in the previous 2 years, and nearly one-third had experienced all-out strikes. The proportion was even higher for factories in which the workers were organized into unions, with full-time shop stewards. Conflicts between workers and management arise for various reasons. When wage negotiations break down, union officials often order a strike, a slowdown, or an overtime ban in order to put pressure on the management to improve their offer. In declining industries such as shipbuilding and textiles, in which layoffs are very common, workers often go on strike to protest the dismissal of laid-off employees. Less predictable and more disruptive are the so-called lightning strikes, sudden strikes which begin without warning, which are often related to trivial issues like demarcation disputes, factory cafeteria prices, and so on. The frequency with which British workers resort to industrial action is probably due to two main factors. The traditionally adversary nature of industrial relations in Britain and the predominance of militant shop stewards. A typical union leader a few years ago rejected an epoch-making offer of union representation in the management of a certain large firm with the words, It's always been us against them, and it won't work any other way. Section C, News Broadcast. Questions 21 to 22 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 1.
The Russian Navy is sending a robotic vehicle to the bottom of the Pacific Ocean to save 7 Russian sailors trapped in a small submarine. Britain provided the vehicle to Russia. Officials hope they can cut through the fishing equipment that has held the submarine underwater for almost 3 days. Russian Rear Admiral Imiril Vladimir Dipyayev says there might be enough air on the submarine to last possibly through Sunday. The submarine is trapped near the Kachapok Peninsula in eastern Russia. The submarine is almost 200 meters below the surface. Questions 23 to 24 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 2.
Israeli officials say they are considering measures to prevent more attacks by Jewish extremists. They said the measures include jailing someone without a trial. Israeli officials already have such a policy for Palestinian militants. An Israeli spokesman says the government will do all it can to prevent another attack like the one on Thursday in the Arab town of Sheridan. In that attack, a Jewish man shot and killed 4 Israeli Arabs before a group of people killed him. Questions 25 and 26 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 10 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 3.
In the U.S., protesters have marked the 60th anniversary of the first atomic bombing in war. Some people demonstrated at Old Great Tennessee, where fuel for the first atomic bomb was produced. The bomb destroyed the Japanese city of Hiroshima on August 6th of 1945. Japanese officials say more than 270,000 died as a result of the attack. The United States also bombed a Japanese city of Nagasaki. After that attack, Japan unconditionally surrendered, ending World War II. Questions 27 to 29 are based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 15 seconds to answer the questions. Now listen to the news. News Item 4.
2 of the 6 additional non-permanent seats would also be reserved for a country selected by the African group. The plan is similar in many respects to the one submitted last week by Brazil, India, Germany, and Japan, the so-called G4 group of aspiring permanent council members. The main difference is the African demand that new permanent members be given full veto powers. The G4 countries know their proposal cannot win the necessary 2/3 support in the General Assembly without support from the 53-nation African bloc. Negotiations on a compromise are to begin Tuesday in hopes of bringing the matter to a vote by next week. But initial reaction has been cool from several quarters. Only 5 African nations spoke in support of the measure at Monday's General Assembly session, and Ambassador Abdallah Bailey of AU member Algeria said many countries are concerned about what they see as a rush to vote. Question 30 is based on the following news. At the end of the news item, you will be given 5 seconds to answer the question. Now listen to the news. News item 5.
Italian officials say at least 13 people are dead and 2 others are missing after a Tunisian plane crashed near the coast of Sicily. Officials say 23 passengers had been rescued from the Mediterranean Sea. The plane was flying from Bali, Italy, to Janaba, Tunisia. It attempted to make an emergency landing at the airport in the Sicilian city of Palatino before crash landing in the sea.